Dental hygienist Suzanne Klein cleans the teeth of her first patient of the day at Jonesboro Dental Care.
When brushing, be sure to angle the brush about 45 degrees down toward the gum line. And, you know, use short, soft, circular strokes. Don't push any bacteria or plaque down into the gums.
Her patient, Richard Stevenson, is a cardiac surgeon at St. Bernard's Medical Center in Jonesboro. He's well aware of the need to keep bacteria from forming inside his gums.
I think that the way that we ought to, that everyone ought to think about oral care is not is there a relationship to heart disease, but how extensive is the relationship to heart disease.
Stevenson says there's mounting scientific evidence that the bacteria that causes tooth and gum decay may put the body into a state of inflammation.
The people have a chronic low-grade inflammation in their mouth, which sets up a chronic low-grade inflammation in their bodies, which is then translated into inflammation around the arteries. And anyone who's ever taken part in surgical repair of arteries will tell you that arteriosclerosis is certainly an inflammatory disease.
Dr. Stevenson says people with heart problems need to check with their doctors about taking extra precautions. For example, taking antibiotics prior to a dental procedure to prevent a systemic bacterial infection. Jonathan Cook, a dentist with Jonesboro Dental Care, says heart patients on blood thinners are also at risk from some dental procedures.
We'll have to call the cardiologist or cardiovascular surgeon and say, hey, you know, is it okay if they're off the blood thinners or not? I mean, sometimes they're fine with it, sometimes they're not. But either way, I mean, it does affect what kind of treatment we can do. We can't do, you know, say we're going to do full mouth extractions. Couldn't be doing that with smile and blood thinners.
An observational study conducted by the Institute of Biomedical and Health Sciences at Hiroshima University in Japan and presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions meeting in Chicago in October linked brushing for at least 2 minutes at least twice a day with lower heart health risks. Some have suggested that people who are diligent about oral care may also take better care of the rest of their health, which could explain those study results. But local hygienists like Suzanne Klein are emphasizing that brushing and flossing is a low-cost, low-risk way to protect the gums, which may in turn benefit the heart.
Eating a healthy diet, also avoid smoking and smokeless tobacco, and going to the dentist. That's one of the most important ways because we can diagnose gum disease, we can check your teeth for any other issues with our x-rays and professionally clean the teeth to remove the tartar buildup that you cannot remove at home.
Ann Kenda, Arkansas Public Media, Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Support for this series on oral health in Arkansas comes from the Delta Dental of Arkansas Foundation, working to increase access to dental care in the state and improve the oral health of all Arkansans.